Buses from Kampala, Uganda are arriving at the bus park in Juba in a rush, due not only to the long journey of more than 12 hours, but also for fear of insecurity on the Juba-Numuli Highway. Some passengers on the buses say the trip to Juba from East Africa usually is stressful. Susan Adio is one of the passengers.
Before I start my journey, I first put myself, I pray, then I was not scared because I know I reach well because God is there.
Victoria Zindia, who went to bring home her children from schools in Kampala, says she saw a lot of soldiers providing security to travelers on the bus.
Start from there up to here, there is nothing completely. So the soldiers are there in the road helping us. We are very happy.
As the Christmas season approaches, it is usually a busy time of the year where thousands of people travel back and forth between neighboring countries and the South Sudanese capital, Juba. Major General Daniel Justin is the spokesperson for the South Sudan National Police Service. He says the government is going to increase the number of security forces along major roads, including on the restive Juba-Numuli Highway, to help boost security for travelers during the festive season. He says security forces are being deployed more closely to one another along the highway than ever before.
The distance between one post and another was a bit longer, but now we have shortened the distance, and then we have a patrol vehicles with the highway patrol. They will be patrolling the road. Besides that, the buses and all the travelers, they will be escorted by some forces from Juba to Numuli and Numuli to Juba. The same thing to Wau, to Bor, to Mundri, and to Ye. All the routes are under strict surveillance so that we make sure that people make the celebration peaceful.
David Anguk, who traveled on the same road this afternoon, said there is a massive number of forces on the highway.
The escort was very good, and we have seen a lot of forces along the roadside, especially at that Javelin where the accident always happened. And the road is very safe. So we hope that during the Christmas, the road will be safe for everybody. People have been scared all the way. When you just take off going to Juba, you have to be scared on the road because the accident has happened for several times.
Justin says the government's security plan is not only confined to the highway, but also in Juba town, saying criminals are active during the festive season.
So in the plan, we boosted up the security in the residential areas because we even make some awareness through community policing that whenever you are leaving your house, for example, you tell your neighbor that you are not in the house, you are going to the market and so on. So that whenever there is something, then the neighbor will know.
The decision to beef up security along the Juba-Numuli Road follows recent incidents in which some vehicles were ambushed along the Juba-Numuli Highway. Last month, three people were killed and dozens of others wounded when unknown gunmen attacked a passenger bus traveling from Juba to Numuli. Also in November, three people were killed and scores wounded when unknown gunmen attacked a passenger bus traveling along the same highway. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayor in Juba.